same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Take out the brains, not forgetting the topics. This is Dirty Laundry.
Hello and welcome to Dirty Laundry with Pinky.
And your host, The Brain. You know, with me saying and your host implies that you're not a host too.
So what am I if I'm not a host?
The ambiance.
You know? I'm the ambiance.
My co-host over here, Pinky.
Yeah. I'm the ambiance.
I'm just pulling your leg.
Oh, wow.
You're the... What's an important part of a moving machine? You're the engine of the show.
I'm the engine of the show. I'll go with that. You redeemed yourself. Congratulations. Let's talk about comics and one specific comic to be exact, Batman.
One of my favorite
Batman
characters.
Batman is great. He's great. He's actually a good dude.
He's my favorite comic book character, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
He's got money, you know?
Yeah,
he's strong.
Every man wants to be him.
Nobody knows who he is. People claim that they are Batman, like, I'm Batman.
You know, with the voice, I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, you got it spot on.
I'm Batman.
Are you not Batman?
I'm definitely Batman.
Okay,
Batman.
The greatest comic book superhero of all time.
Yeah, that's your own opinion, but that's specific Batman, right?
Facts.
Batman is so great, he has an assistant.
Yeah, you know, a man is not an island, you know. You have your sidekicks, you have your teammates, you have your partnerships, your collabs.
Yeah. He's not even a collab, he's a sidekick.
Yeah.
AKA assistant. You know, when he's busy fighting the crime, you know, he needs like an assistant to, you know. I don't know what a sidekick does.
Every good hero needs a sidekick, you know.
Exactly. So that's how great Batman is.
Yeah.
But this show is not about Batman.
Oh, no.
It's about the sidekick, the secretary, this... Okay, let's not degrade him. Secretary is not a degrading word, actually.
Well, a sidekick actually is not really that bad even in comics because the sidekicks aren't usually like some throwaway characters. They actually, like, they can hold their own.
They can hold their own.
They're actually pretty good characters, strong characters as well.
They just always will be in the shadow of the main actor.
But
they're great. They're super great.
But sometimes the sidekick succeeds the hero, you know. So the hero dies or retires and the sidekick takes on the mantle.
But then it comes the whole thing of, are you, like, you'll never fill the shoes. You get what I'm saying? Like, you'll never make the people happy. Like, with the whole Captain America thing.
Yeah.
Falcon, he can't fill Cap's shoes, you know. And the thing is, nobody expects him to be Cap.
Yeah.
And then there was this whole issue where it was like, in one of the episodes, they were like, nobody will ever accept a black Captain America. And there's just so much politics behind the sidekick now becoming the...
You know, even on that, just to kind of go on a tangent, I really don't know if that line was actually even necessary on the show.
It was so unnecessary. Let's just be honest. It was so unnecessary.
Yeah.
We really could have done without it. But at the same time, while saying that, it is so fitting for the time that we're in now, you know, Black Lives Matter.
#AllTheseThingsMatter. Social justice.
Okay, so this sidekick that we're talking about, what is his name?
Oh, we're talking about his alias, Robin.
Robin.
I think to many comic book enthusiasts, that's a very familiar name.
It should be a very familiar name.
Robin.
If you don't know who Robin is, he is the Robin in Batman and Robin. He is definitely
a
dude.
Just
in case you didn't know, he is the Robin in Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
He's a dude because Robin can also be a chick's name, a girl's name. He is definitely a dude.
His
real name is Tim Drake, aka Robin.
A little dip into the comic book kind of like storylines. There have been quite a few Robins, actually. But he's one of the Robins.
He is one of the Robins in Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Tim, let's talk about Tim.
Tim Drake, a.k.a. Robin, Batman's partner in crime, has apparently come out as being bi. Not biology. Not
guys,
bicycle.
I've got a confession to make.
Not
I am bicycle. Everyone dies
I am
of
biology.
Shock.
I
oh
am binoculars.
Gosh, why did you hide this from us?
You know, no, he has come out as being bisexual.
Why
he decided to come out now, we don't know.
Well, we kind of do. You know, it's something you mentioned earlier on. You know, it's kind of like the times we live in now, you know. I think you kind of want to appeal to the to the mindset of the masses right now, you know. What will get you the most ratings?
True,
what will get
true.
You the most support?
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? You know? You're standing up for the minorities.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
Giving the voiceless a voice.
Exactly, spot on. So Robin has been a part of the DC universe for about 30 years.
Yeah.
And more recently, he has decided to adapt to this new times, you know? And he's literally challenging the social norms of society.
You know, one thing I kind of don't enjoy, especially, you know, when these people write these articles and these blog posts, they, like, personalize this character so much.
He came
as though they defied the writers. They defied the animators. And he just got freaking a will of his own.
Of his own. After 30
this
years.
This is who I am now.
Mm, he decided, you know what?
You know, they need to come out and specifically say that the writers of the comics and the animators have decided to make this
exactly,
character.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. Like, they shouldn't have been like, Robin came out.
Yeah.
They should be like, the writers, we have decided that we are going to change. Because it wasn't always like this. They mustn't come and just say he's always been bi. We have decided to change this character to being...
And you know, it's one of those things I always like why though? Like, I think these are necessary changes they do to these existing characters.
It is unnecessary.
Why not just bring in a new character?
That is one of the most debated thing out here.
Yeah. Like, just bring in, and you know, it's funny how I think this all started either, I think 2019 or even earlier, when there was just now a wave of all these fictional characters whose sexual orientation was just
crazy.
Being changed.
It's crazy. Crazy, like crazy characters that nobody asked for to be changed. Like Winnie the Pooh. Come on. Winnie the Pooh is for like 2-year-olds. Why are you... What is the reason? What is the reason? Like, you know,
them young.
2-year-olds don't know sexual orientation.
Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah.
So why?
It really is a necessary to bring all this kind of gender politics into this.
It really is gender politics.
Yeah, especially children's shows.
And there's so much love-hate going on with this topic because lots of people are seeing the point and other people aren't seeing the point.
Yeah.
It's not that we're homophobic. It's not that we're against like gay people or lesbian or bisexual. It's not that. It's just that you can't change something that has always been there and put it out like fact. You know what I'm saying? We grew up with half of these fictional characters being straight.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're saying that they're not straight when the whole time they were straight. Don't do that. Like, rather create new fictional characters that are lesbian or that are gay or that are bi.
Yeah. You know, because exactly, there's a loyal following, hey? There's like really...
There is a loyal following.
Fan base, that knows something a certain way. And then when you change something at such a fundamental level, you can't always expect everybody to jump onto it.
Exactly.
Hey?
It is a huge change.
And also, you know, the other gripe I have with it always feels so forced. Like,
it is
it's
so
never
It is so forced.
They never
forced.
Implement it in like a natural way.
Unnatural.
It's like a hammer just like poof, like rains down on the character and poof, it's a completely a new character. And you know what's funny? It's like when you were mentioning before, like all these characters there, like SpongeBob. There was a time they did this to SpongeBob. Of all characters, SpongeBob. And I remember there was even a wave as well where, what's the name, the writer of Harry Potter? was coming out also. Just this character is gay. This character is bi.
It's
just
like they're trying to bring attention back to the characters, but you really don't have to do that because I mean, like, we grew up with these characters, right? And we're a little bit more grown now.
Yeah.
And it's not like we've forgotten about these characters. Like, we'd still go and watch a Batman and Robin movie, you know?
Yeah.
We still do get hyped about them. So it's they're just trying to bring back the hype, but in a way that is not reaching everyone. Because then I'm going to be like, but this is not the Robin I know, so why would I go and watch this new Robin, Batman and Robin movie?
Exactly. You know? And, you know, it now takes away from the character where now you make, like, the most highlighted characteristic being their sexual orientation. Because every time they do this, they make that the highlight. It's no longer the character. It's no longer, this character is like this great hero and all this stuff who just happens to be gay.
Yes.
It's now, no, this guy is
great.
So great
because he's, so, he's gay.
He's so brave and he's so strong
because he's gay. But then the other problem I have is that now if they're allowing this one thing, right, how many more things can they just chop and change as they like? Then they're not being true to anything anymore, because then they can now make it political when it's not. Like, this is recreational. It's not supposed to be political. It's not supposed to have, like, this deep and dark meaning behind it. It's you know, like, imagine sport being okay. Sport is a little bit political. Imagine, I don't know, bedtime stories for kids being,
Teletubbies.
Imagine Teletubbies being political. Like, if they're able to change that, then they're able to to change whatever they want. They're able to change the narrative to suit whatever they want.
And I think we're only seeing this just the beginning, hey. We're only seeing the very tip of the iceberg. And, hey, you know, there have been times where, for example, even like just any sort of media, comic books, storytelling, whatever, just being a platform, let's say, to present a message, you know, try to speak out against something. Like, for example, during like World War II and all that stuff, like your Superman and all these other superheroes were to represent, you know, like a virtues of freedom and courage, you know, against the tyranny of the villains at that time, like the Nazis and all the, because we have so many villains based off of the Nazis. And, you know, I get those like kind of things. But, you know, if maybe they're trying to push some sort of message, like, or like right now against the, I guess the, how can I say, the oppression of the minorities, the LGBTQ community,
but
they're going about it the wrong
reality,
way.
We're not oppressing them.
That's not the narrative here, right? Now,
but we're not like oppressing them. Because if they want to create a new character in...
That's what I'm saying.
And make
them gay.
They can
do
gay,
that.
You really
they're
can
just going
that.
About it the wrong way. Because now they're going on and changing something that was into something that
exactly.
it is not.
And there's a brilliant saying that goes, if it's not broken, don't,
don't
fix
it. I swear people would riot, and I swear
let
would be,
them riot
if they were to touch like your Batman or your Superman, like, you know, your big
no
pillars.
You know, there's imagine people coming here, the Wakanda guy, what's his name, Black Panther.
Yeah,
Black Panther is gay.
Oh,
like,
my
there's
gosh.
Nothing wrong with him being gay, it's just that he's not.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just
come
push
up,
this on
would
us
be riots.
We will riot. We have nothing against the gay community, we really don't, but don't come in now,
you
tell
know,
us
you,
that
you can actually flip the coin. Let's say there's a character who came out, was originally always known to be a gay character.
Exactly.
Always, all their life, since like the 1970s. And then all of a sudden in 2021, this person was never gay. They were straight the whole time.
Exactly.
Like, people wouldn't be happy.
Exactly.
The LGBTQ community would not be happy.
They would not be happy.
So I think it's always good to see it from
different
both sides like that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, you know, you can't just take something like we've come to know that just works a specific way and then just flip it on its head and expect everybody to accept it. All you're just doing actually is counterintuitive, because now you now get people who now go against your character and start to look like they're a lot of... anti-LGBTQ people.
Yeah.
But no, they're just against what you've done to the character, their beloved
Look,
character.
Maybe they're going with the narrative of all publicity is publicity, whether it's good
all
or it's
publicity
bad.
Is good publicity,
so they wanted to create a conversation around this.
I guess.
But now it's more than just conversation, like it's more than just creating a conversation around this.
Yeah.
They've actually come up with these weird facts, like you know, he wears like the green,
the green and red. The green
underpants.
Underpants, the superhero jorts. Underpants.
So now his superhero underpants have got frills on them, which apparently is girly, but the same people who are saying that these pants are girly are the same people who will tell you that clothes have no gender, right? Oof. So a man can wear whatever he wants to wear and a woman can wear whatever she wants to wear. Those same people are now saying that because he's got these superhero pants with, you know, frills on them, shows that he's got a feminine side, that he is basically being bi, you know.
What you got to say to that? And
you see, when I saw that those pants of him, what should we call them? Underwear.
Yeah, it's under. Jockeys, it's pretty much underpants.
Underpants.
The superhero garments. Underpants.
His superhero underpants. When I saw that, right? In my mind, I don't know why, I just thought that it was like to go with, you know, Batman is like this big grown-up scary man, you know, and Robin is more like this baby-ish type character.
The character's kind of like a kid,
So that's what I thought it was about. I didn't think that it was him
Expressing himself. Letting the world know of his sexuality.
Letting the world know of his sexuality. I didn't think of that until 2021, where it was a thing.
Sure. Like, so it's one of those things. I wonder, like, is this now going to affect his crime fighting? Just the bad guy, you know, before I hit you, I just need you to know, like, I've got nothing against you. Like, I don't have anything against you people.
You people.
Like, I'm just, this is no fight between a villain and, no, you know, it's a guy trying to be politically correct. So I'm getting in character right now.
Well,
you know, to be like the villain now, the interaction with villain.
What is the villain? Is the villain straight?
Yeah. At that point, because a lot of the villains are just the generic guy, dude. Yeah.
Okay, but then the.
So I think, like, is that how it's going to play? Every time they like people are robbing a bank, there's a heist. They catch them out. Before I shoot you, I just need you to know this is. I have nothing against your sexuality or anything like that. I'm just shooting you because I don't want to get caught. Is it like going to be the interaction every
time? It might have to be, because then, you know, you can't please the masses most of the time. So you'll probably get an episode where Robin is. I don't know, he's being dissed or he's being bullied at school, or Batman looks at him funny, and then they're gonna be like, it's because he's bi. Yeah. That's why Batman looked at him with one eye.
Yeah, they're so going to do that.
They're
though.
So gonna do it.
They're pretty much creating a victim scenario, and then creating that kind of thing, a victim scenario that's not supposed to be there, so that he can come out as victorious. You know, he stood against the status quo, and
To be honest, it's not like he wasn't victorious before.
Exactly.
He really there
he
was
went
nothing
through many hardships,
him,
even
know?
As a character, you know. He overcame a lot. So.
And he's doing well as a character.
Oh, I guess he wasn't doing well enough.
And this is going to make him skyrocket.
Yeah, it's going to make him do better now that he's
That's
bi.
Amazing. Wow.
Because it's the next best thing. The best of both worlds. Best thing.
Like, I mean, like, even freaking Marvel characters have got nothing on him. Nothing on him. He is untouchable.
Next year, Iron Man was gay the whole time.
He
Thor
can't be
was
gay.
Pansexual.
Iron Man can't be gay. He's got a kid.
He adopted the kid. All this time. Hulk is asexual.
What's asexual again?
Oh, you basically, you feel no, how can I say, sexual attraction to any gender.
Please don't say that, because then they're going to say it makes so much sense for Hulk. Oh, no.
Black Widow is non-binary.
I feel like she would probably be lesbian, because she's
because that, you know,
the girls want to go against
what we'd expect it to
be. Oh, okay,
against the stereotypes.
Okay.
It's non-binary.
But you've just been listing Marvel characters.
Superman is lesbian.
But Superman is a guy.
Hey, he identifies.
Oh, he's trans.
Superman is trans.
Does he have long hair? No, he doesn't.
No, but he's
Who
trans.
Who has long hair?
Oh, yeah, there's... what's the name of this character? Flip. There's Aquaman.
Aquaman
has long hair.
Aquaman is... You know, he literally does not have the body to be trans.
Hey.
Let's just be serious.
Hey.
Aquaman.
What are you trying to say? How dare you?
Aquaman...
How dare you?
Aquaman. Okay, maybe he's got man boobs.
How dare you?
But no, Aquaman.
Body shaming as well. How dare you? You're the problem in society.
I am the problem in society. Aquaman can actually be trans.
Exactly. Mm. He's a strong trans woman. A strong, powerful trans woman.
Okay, but he...
Okay. And Superman is lesbian because he identifies as a woman. Well, why not?
You know who...
And
okay,
how
but
dare
this is
you
Marvel.
Stand against
you
this?
You know who could be lesbian?
Who?
Loki. He's just got the vibes. But I still refuse. But he does have the vibes. Let's be serious.
He's non-binary.
He's non-binary.
He's of no gender.
Okay, wait. He's, so it's Al. So we've covered Al.
I, he, and them.
G-K. Who's
and
gay?
Oh, a gay character can be Thor. No, Thanos. Thanos is gay.
Thanos is gay.
Yes.
Okay, so LGB bisexual is...
Oh, we know now.
Okay, so
Robin.
Bisexual, we know. LGBTQ. T.
Oh,
trans. Trans
was Aquaman.
Trans is Aquaman.
Yes.
LGBTQ.
What's Q again? Quadrasexual. You ate different genders at the same time. Let's go.
Q is queer.
Isn't that gay?
I don't know what queer is.
I thought that would be... my ignorance is showing right now. In the brightest of lights. How could I not be informed? How
okay,
dare
so
I?
So queer is a multifaceted word that okay. is used in different ways and means different things to different people.
Okay.
Attraction to people of many genders. Don't conform to cultural norms around gender and or sexuality, a general term referring to all non-heterosexual people. Some within the community, however, may feel that the word has been hatefully used against them for too long and are reluctant to embrace it.
Sure.
But it's got three meanings.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, who's got like moods?
A lot of moody characters, eh?
To be honest, Batman is very moody.
No, Batman is just, I guess, but he's got that brooding kind of, you know, he's constantly, because, you know, he saw his parents die as a kid, so he's just constantly dark and maybe Wolverine, you know, could be queer. Wolverine is queer, guys.
Wolverine is queer.
You heard it here first.
Okay, intersex, an umbrella term that describes people born with any 30 variations in sex characteristics, including chromosomes, sex hormones, or genitals.
Sure.
Who's
intersex? Can be Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. Okay.
Yes.
Asexual? A person who experiences little or no...
Hulk. The Hulk is asexual.
No. But didn't we have one for Hulk already?
Yeah, he was the asexual.
Oh, so Hulk is asexual.
And then Bruce Banner falls under a different one. What do we have on the plate? What's next on the plate in the alphabet?
Aromantic. A person
That's Bruce
who...
Banner.
You didn't even hear what it is.
Hey, that just sounds like Bruce Banner right there.
So Bruce Banner is aromantic,
yes.
A person who experiences little or no romantic attraction to others.
Is that not asexual? Like, I feel like some of these are just synonyms. Like, it's pretty much the same thing, repeated.
That's not the point.
With a different
Next
flavor.
One, pansexual.
It's like somebody saying, hey, I brought you a present, I brought you a gift. And then, poof, and then
pansexual.
Okay.
A person who experiences sexual, romantic, physical, and or spiritual attraction to members of all gender identities.
I feel like you're repeating yourself. Like, I'm sure one of those we spoke about like earlier on, is that not...
Listen,
okay,
we
okay.
are going down the alphabet.
All right. Pansexual is definitely, without a doubt, Doctor Strange.
So...
Without a doubt.
Doctor Strange feels all of... He feels all of them. He's...
Yes.
All genders,
yeah,
all of
yeah.
them.
He's definitely
okay.
pansexual.
Non-binary, a person whose gender identity does not fall within...
Black Widow.
Why Black Widow?
She's very non-binary.
You know who I think non-binary is?
Mm-hmm.
Vision.
No. You see, that's the stereotype. Is it because,
how is that a stereotype?
Is it because it's a machine?
No, it's because
it's a
pink.
Robot. Oh, so now colors. Are you assigning? Not only are you racist, you're also homophobic now. Why are you assigning his sexual orientation to a color? Colors are genderless.
Okay, this one.
Okay.
This one you have to think long and hard for.
All right.
Cisgender.
Wonder Woman.
I think, first of all, let me finish explaining to the people. Second of all, the only reason you're saying Wonder Woman is because you think she's hot, which I have no problem with, but that's very biased because Scarlett Johansson is also very pretty, if we're being serious.
Both very hot.
Okay, but then you made a freaking
non-binary.
Hey,
that doesn't take away from their looks in any way. That's just their orientation.
Okay, so cisgender is
Wonder Woman. Yes.
Great. That was great. Voting time. Changing. Okay, no, let's vote this way. No, you didn't even hear what we're voting for.
It's one thing I'm so passionate about because I love
what is,
some of these
what
characters.
Is the term for all the alphabets together?
I think it's just LGBTQ.
Okay,
I don't know
so
if it's a
LGBTQ, Marvel or okay, let's just put it down to fictional characters.
I'm against taking existing characters and then just
giving them this new
paint job.
If you want to create new ones, go for it.
Do
knock
so.
Yourselves
yeah.
out, have fun,
like,
go for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. Be
just
creative.
Leave the
yeah.
ones that are already existing alone.
Yeah. Be creative about
be
it.
Be creative.
You, know? Yeah.
You heard it first here from the brain and
yours
Pinky. Be creative. Signing out.
There we go.
Until next time. Bye.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM. Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
With all of my heart and soul, my Jesus, you're here right now, holding me through it all, holding me through it all. Your presence is my home.